Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jola Speaks. In all things, we always give thanks. It's something that I've been learning quite constantly, that whatever struggles, whatever tools, whatever highs, whatever lows, we always remember to give thanks. So we will continue from what we said discussing yesterday, which was how the lessons learned from the movement of the ark from Judah to Jerusalem. I'll read from 2 Samuel 6, 6-11, and we will discuss in our usual fashion afterwards. So, I would read the NIV version. Please join me in reading your Bible. That's my Bible here. I start. So, verses 6 now. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled. So for them, just grab the ark of God. Wow. Who sent him? But I'll continue. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act. Therefore, God struck him down and he died there beside the ark of God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah. And to this day, that place is called Perez Uzzah. David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, "How can the ark of the Lord ever come to me?" Ha! He was not willing to take the ark of God to be with him in the city of David. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite for 3 months, and the Lord blessed him and his entire household. Holy Spirit, as I speak, help me to deliver this message, all of you, less of me, that you may increase and I increase in, and you may increase and I decrease, in Jesus' name, amen. Today we discuss fear. You know, fear is one of the biggest tools the devil uses against us. The devil knows that he has no power to change the course of our lives. He knows that he has no power to do and undo. Only God has. But he needs our buy-in to change the narrative. If we buy in, we change the narrative. Let's focus on this. So, I have some points written down here. You see, we know what happened to Uzzah. Uzzah took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled. And then, as he grabbed it, the God's wrath burned and then he struck him and he died. Uzzah was the son of Abinadab, and the ark of God was in Abinadab's house. So Uzzah must have known not to touch the ark of God. But even as far as he knew, he still went to grab the ark. And yesterday we discussed, you know, how is our help really reverencing God? Yes, Uzzah may have been helping, but he wasn't reverencing God because he knew that he was not a priest and he was not meant to touch the ark of God. Now here, we see how that impacted David. They were like, he don't die like that. First of all, David got angry and say, "Whoa, what? He just died." And you know, that brought up fear in David. If Uzzah could die like this, how am I worthy of the ark of God? I write here that David was angry that Uzzah died. Then that anger then opened the door for fear that, I am not worthy of this. He looked at himself and saw his excesses and thought, "I cannot be worthy to have the ark of God in my house." And then made them deviate the blessing God has given to him to somewhere else. I write here that fear makes us focus on our insecurities. Faith makes us look up to God. It's a choice. It's a choice. Now, lessons learned from this. You see, I want to mention the stages of this analysis in David's head. Because guess what was in David's head? The mind is very powerful. So first of all, point one, he didn't ask God what to do or how to carry the ark from Judah to Jerusalem. Then it led to mishaps on the way, whereby the oxen stumbled. Oxen stumbled, you know, Uzzah grabs the axe so he doesn't fall down. Uzzah gets struck by God and he dies. And then next thing, David, anger born. How can God kill Uzzah like this? Then he asked himself, are you worthy of the ark? And he told himself no. And he said, actually, you know what? I don't want to carry the ark of David anymore. Just move the ark to the house of Obed and let it sit there. You see, I said earlier that the devil's strategy is to put fear in us so he has our buy-in for his plans. The devil knows that he has no opportunity, he has no right to touch or move anything in our destiny. But so what does he do? He comes like a thief in the night to sneak in fear, worry, anxiety, to get our buy-in so that he can now, you know, go through with his plans. And what would David start with? Our insecurities. Here we see David thinking, I can't be worthy of the ark of God. No, move it. Because he felt, how can I be worthy of the ark of God since me, I'm just a man and I have many, many sins? You see, if we are looking at whether or not we are worthy, there's no point, because we always come out short. It's impossible that we look at our insecurities, look at, you know, our excesses and think that we're worthy of God's mercy and love. It's impossible for us to think that way. Our God's love for us is a gift to us. We have to accept it, that, you know what, God, I know I'm not worthy. Yeah, no problem. But you have shown that I'm worthy, and I will accept it as a gift of love for you, and I will hold up high, you know, that gift. Don't let the devil think or make us focus on our insecurities and our works. Because if we look at our works, they are nothing before me, before God. But if you look, now you have to focus on whether or not God we deserve God's love. We will always fall short. God loves us unconditionally as who we are, as a human being, not a human doing. And so because he loves us so much, in that way, we shouldn't be striving so hard to gain that love. No, love is always already there. It's his choice to bless us the way he blesses us. It's his choice to love us the way he loves us. It is his choice. Let us accept it as a gift and thank him and continue going. Let's not deviate our blessings because of fear. Tomorrow, we'll discuss the gimmick devil used here, particularly in more detail. But let's not let the fear in us make us make decisions that we regret. See here, as we see here, the ark blessed the house of Obed, that they carried the ark to. Say the whole house was blessed. They were now wondering, they did not die, they are living. And they have a God in them. They're a human being. You know what? I'm coming to my house. But it just shows to you that they're just a liar. It's just a liar. It's that fear. We should not buy into that fear. By doing so, we can refuse God's blessings. We can refuse opportunities. We think, oh, you know what? God is too much. I'm not worthy of this opportunity. I'm not. But we forget that God is with us. And because God is with us, there is nothing. There's absolutely nothing that is bigger or harder that God cannot solve for us. It's when we think that, oh, we have to do everything ourselves. No. When God gives us opportunities and assignments that seem to be huge, like for example, this ark of God for David seems to be so huge before us. He's not asking us to do it on our own. No. We are partnering with God and us. That, you know, that it's only God that can help us in this kind of situation. If I know that, in this particular situation, it's only God. If God does not help us, we are nowhere. That's when we know that we were there partnering with God, and God is helping us through every single step of the way. But you see, we cannot now, you know, deny ourselves all those opportunities because of fear. Because if we do that, we lose the chance of God, you know, showing up and showing himself in our lives. We also lose the blessing that comes with it, with the assignment. Because in this case, the assignment was carried the house of the ark of God to the city of David. David devoted it to Obed and said, you know what, Obed, you have the ark. Please, I don't want to come and die. Literally. the fact that, you know, and we discussed this multiple, the fact that the ark of God, the fact that God's, you know, anger burned towards Uzziah does not mean it will happen to David. But again, fear caused it. How did David interpret Uzziah's death? With fear. And it's normal because you think, they didn't tell you, you saw Uzziah die. You say, no, I'm not doing this with you. Because they're so scared. But that's the devil's gimmick. Today I end with, grab the opportunities God has given to you. You know what God has sent to you. You know the opportunity he has given to you. Yes, you may not feel qualified. In fact, you probably don't think you are qualified. But you have a God that created the heavens and the earth. There is no assignment. There is no job. There's no opportunity that is too hard for God to solve. It is impossible. It will just require you heavily depend on God, which is what it should be anyway. Trust God with that assignment, with that opportunity, with that job, whatever it is, trust him and depend on him fully every step of the way. The fact that people have stories to tell does not mean to be your story. Yours can be different, especially when God has called you to that place. So thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you. I love you and you and you and you and you. Holy Spirit, take absolute control and help those that may be struggling with an opportunity. Help them trust in you. Put their entire trust in you. All their eggs in your basket. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you. Bye.